Okay, Eileen, I've got a question for you. I'm going to read you a quote. It's about two short paragraphs long, and I would like for you to comment on it when I'm done. How do you feel about
Now,
that?
why would I comment on a quote about short paragraphs? We were going to be talking about Alexander.
Oh, this will
But
be
it could
fine.
be like an English thing. Okay, that's fine. I
Yes.
do know some things about writing and
Yes, exactly. So here's the quote. In the present state of the world, it is evident that the control we have gained of physical energies, heat, light, electricity, etc., without having first secured the use of ourselves, is a perilous affair.
Hear,
Without,
hear.
yes, without the control of our use of ourselves, our use of other things is blind. It may lead to anything. And then the real kicker is the second paragraph that follows right after. If there can be developed a technique which will enable individuals really to secure the right use of themselves, then the factor upon which depends the final use of all other forms of energy will be brought under control. Mr. Alexander has evolved this technique. Close quote. And the Mr. Alexander, of course, is FM Alexander. And the quote is by a guy named John Dewey, who was a very famous American philosopher, educational reformer, had lessons with Alexander and wrote a good deal about the technique in his introductions to Alexander's books and even in his own books. So this is a pretty powerful statement because it, at first glance, it seems to imply that the technique will take care of everything. What do you think?
Oh, I don't think it implies that. It implies, and I think correctly, that the technique helps you get an awareness of yourself and yourself, not yourself particularly as in Robert Rickover, is the thing in control of all things.
I've always believed that, always.
Yes, I know, I know. I should have oneself instead of yourself. Okay.
Okay. So you see that quote is perfectly reasonable.
Well, yes, referring to that the thing that is controlling other things that we as humans might be in control of, are we as humans who happen to be the particular humans in control of those things? That sounded a little confusing, but somebody in charge of a very powerful weapon, somebody in charge of a car, even. If they have no idea what they're doing with themselves, they're more likely to make a bad reaction. They're more likely to not realize what they're doing. At the very least, they are
Just on a physical,
likely to lose.
level, for sure, right?
Yes, but on the very least, they're likely to lose awareness for seconds, but seconds in between multiple seconds. So they're likely to lose some of the space of time that somebody who is aware would notice. Or the
And
person, another way to say it, they would be present during that time if they used themselves well, and if they had no awareness of what they were doing with themselves, likely they would not be present totally in that space of time, which would mean there would be little multiple units of time that they would be missing out of as things went by.
what would be the result of that?
Their reaction time would be a little slower, or their conscious reaction time would be slower, because they would think, or maybe their actual reaction time, because there are things they would not notice.
How about their judgment?
Their judgment certainly would be influenced by the feeling in their muscles. I think everyone knows that experience by at a time, if they're nervous or tense that they're going to be speaking on stage, or for whatever reason they're concerned about doing something where they get anxiety from that concern, where they create anxiety, everyone knows the feeling in their body then snowballs and affects their judgment, affects what they feel they can do with themselves, and affects their reaction. And often something like that has a lot to do with muscle tension.
Well,
in fact, most all the time,
so,
has something to do with muscle tension.
So it suggests that when we choose our political leaders, we ought to be paying a little bit of attention to their use. Is that not the case?
For what purpose?
For choosing the next president, for example.
Right, right. No, I understand. But what would you then make a judgment about according to their use? If you saw they had really good use, what would you assume?
I would assume that whatever it is they had in mind to do, they would be better able to do it. I would not necessarily assume that they were better for the country. I would base that more on the history of what they've done and what they say they're planning to do and who's supporting them and so forth. But I would certainly think that someone with good use would have a better chance of pulling off the incredibly difficult job that it takes to be, say, a president or a prime minister or whatever. Gives them a better shot at being able to do what they have planned to do.
Right, with more clarity and more stamina, I would say.
With, yes,
yeah.
Both.
Mm-hmm. I certainly agree with that. And the reason, only reason I said, I questioned when you said about you would look at the use of a candidate, the use meaning how he uses his body, whether he seems to be compressing himself down unconsciously and doing these funny habits of tightening and without an awareness of that, or whether he happened to be well coordinated and function well in how he moved.
Right. And I can think
without any kind of physical
right.
limitations that wouldn't matter. Somebody could be in a wheelchair and function still very well
absolutely.
In the way of Alexander moving.
Absolutely. It's nothing to do with that. I mean, Roosevelt was a very, very effective president, but he was in a wheelchair.
Yes, yeah. But I think there's a quote somewhere, and I don't know, and you might know this, from Alexander saying something like, if one is a thief, it will make one a better
yes.
thief.
Yes, mm-hmm.
I think
it's,
I'm remember.
Not sure if it's from Alexander himself, but it's from someone. It's been around for a while. Maybe someone asked Alexander what was going on. So in terms of...
I think it actually is in one of his books.
It may well
know.
Be, yeah. But so in terms of some recent examples of a good use and bad use in recent politicians...
Oh,
and
we definitely have that.
We can find them. We could find a really good use one in, say, Ronald Reagan. And we can find a good use one in Obama. So a Republican,
right.
a Democrat. We can find a really bad use one in Jimmy Carter, I think. And I think...
I don't remember his
use. He was a big neck tightener. You watch side views of him in his debate with Reagan. He was scrunching down like crazy, and Reagan was just there, his head floating up, just cool as a cucumber. And the other bad example from the Democratic side, from the Republican side, would be Bush, of course, George
Junior.
Bush Jr. Yeah, I mean, he had a really weird holding pattern in his torso. So anyway, why don't we just leave this conversation with, it's not such a crazy thing. What Dewey is saying here. We'll leave it at that, do you think?
Yes, we could. Just one more thing to say
sure.
about use and choosing or deciding who to trust. Or I don't know, we were talking really about deciding who to trust. But what I've noticed is when somebody responds to a question and they respond in their youth, just a second before, by tightening their neck quite a bit and pulling their head backwards and down into the top of their spine and compressing their spine, so making themselves a lot smaller and putting a lot of pressure on themselves, obviously unknowingly, because it would feel pretty bad if they knew about it and they wouldn't do it.
Right.
But I find when somebody does something like that, that in response to a question, then I know they're not all there with the answer. And whether they're purposely, as might be in a politician, being purposely deceitful or feeling afraid like they've been caught in something, or it's quite an interesting thing to notice with a response of a politician.
I think in a lot of cases,
there are times that doesn't happen at all, but it certainly, you know, when it does, it's so interesting to go, oh, look, I bet he's lying about that.
Right. Right. Because politicians as a group, I think, have pretty good use compared to the general public. And we could talk about that in another show.
Yeah, I don't know.
I believe so. I have whole theories about that. I was going to say that I think also another reason why someone might tense up before stating their position or answering a question is that they've gone unconscious in the sense that they're repeating something that's been pushed into them.
And they
do believe it, but they have not really thought about it. So they're kind of parroting.
Not as a saying it, certainly.
So they're not being evil. They're just being programmed, perhaps, that we could say.
That could be so, yeah.
So let's end this and move on to another topic.